in the sacred word, the third chapter of the book of Philippians. Begin reading at verse 12. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to talk to you, continue our discussion, getting beyond the pain. There are many things that can happen in life that can give you a horrible and terrible experience that sometime can haunt you for the rest of your days. You know, if you have gotten through painful experiences in your life and you have been able to go on with your life in spite of the wounds and the pain that they may have caused, you ought to thank God. You ought to thank God that he has helped you to overcome. Sometimes people are down and in the dump because their hearts and their spirits have been broken. But I come to tell you today, brothers and sisters, regardless what has happened in your life, whatever your history of your own life may be or has been, God can help you to get beyond it. Somebody ought to thank God. Because you see, the devil wants us to live our lives in reverse. Some people are always living their lives in the past. Sometimes when you talk to some people, their conversation is about yesterday, in last year, in the years, and years ago. But you see, God is an able God. He's a God that knows what you're going through. Sometimes brutal divorces can stain people for life. Some people cannot have a good relationship with other people because of bad past experiences. Somebody ought to talk to me today. And if you're not careful, you'll bring wounds in your new relationship. Can I get with this? And sometimes people wonder why everything I get into seems to be bad. And that's because sometimes we never got over some stuff. Can I get a witness? There are some things that people been talking about in their own lives for years and years. Now they're 50 years old, they're 60 years old, they're 70 years old, and they're talking about what happened when they were 20 years old. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you got to ask God to help you get beyond the pain. To get beyond the pain. And the mere fact that you're still talking about stuff is an indication that you still need some healing therapy. Can I get witness? Because you see, once you get over something, you don't have to always talk about it. Can I get witness? Amen. If you're still preoccupied with the pain, you still find yourself talking about your experiences. You don't get testifying mixed up with getting beyond the pain. Can I get witness? Because sometimes people are testifying, but they're testifying for themselves. They're not talking about what the Lord has done for them. They ain't talking about what they have overcome. They're talking about what they're still dealing with. Can I get witness? And I come to tell you, wait, if God delivers you, you don't keep talking about him. Amen. Matter of fact, one testimony, when God give you a testimony, he gave you a testimony 30 years ago, he's up to something new. You all have something new to say what the Lord is doing for you. Not the old, same old, same old. People are tired of hearing the same old story. We have heard it once. We have heard it twice. We have heard it 100 times. And can I just tell the truth? We tired. Time to get beyond the pain. I said it's time to get beyond the pain. Let no one fool you. There is no pain too hard. There's no pain too deep that God cannot heal. I wish I had a witness in this house. I said, I wish I had a witness in this house. Amen. You don't have to be defined by your history. You don't have to be defined by yesterday. And I don't mean any disrespect, but we got to learn how to get beyond some stuff too. Can I get a witness? Not only do you have to get beyond things personally, can I get a witness? You got to also get beyond things that have happened to others. Sometimes we always bringing up to people what we know about them. I know this about you, and I know that about you. Always digging up dirt and digging up the past. Some people never forgive you and never put behind. Let's get over it. Can I get a witness? Let's get beyond the pain. Parents, you got to get beyond the pain of the children that may have caused you. Maybe you had to go to jail and get them out. Maybe you had to put your house up for bail. But let me tell you, God is able to let you get beyond that and start afresh and start anew. Somebody need to start anew today. Somebody need a freshness in your life. Let me tell you, God is doing a new thing. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away and all things become new. Somebody today ought to testify. Somebody today ought to testify. Somebody today ought to give God some praise. Somebody ought to give God some glory because he has helped you to get beyond the pain. Let me tell you this, if he helped you one time, he can help you again. If he helped you before, he can help you now because he's the same God yesterday, in the day, forevermore. Let me tell you, God is able. I said, God is able. He can get you beyond divorce pain, financial pain. Can I get a witness? Even death. That's the deepest pain of all, is the death pain. The loss of a mother, the loss of a father, the loss of a grandmother, of a grandfather, the loss of a husband or wife, the loss of a child. Those pains, no one understands unless you've been there. Can I get a witness? Look like it haunts you for life. And sometimes it can flood your life with sadness. Can I get a witness? Because when you have Christmas and you have Thanksgiving and you look at the missing person in the chair, can I get a witness? It can just overwhelm you with grief. And I tell you, if God doesn't help you, if God doesn't put his arms of comfort around you, if God doesn't lift you, if God doesn't cover you with the blood, you just can't make it. But we are here today. I said we are here today to say the earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Can I get a witness here? He'll heal all of your soul diseases. Somebody ought to thank him today, because had it not been for the Lord, on my side. Y'all don't want to talk to me, but that's all right. I'm just going to tell it like it is, because God is helping somebody get beyond the pain. Oh, yes, he's able. He's able. Somebody may have done you wrong. Somebody may have mistreated you. Can I get a witness? I said, can I get a witness? I pick up my nephew this week at the train station. And when I picked him up at the train station, because he wanted to see where Uncle lives, he wanted to know what I've been doing. Like I don't want to know what he been doing. Can I get a witness? So I said, that's all right. I'll tell you what I've been doing. I drove him around Riverside. I let him know what has happened. I drove him around the church where we used to be. Beautiful church. Took him around to the Kansas church. Say, that's where we used to be. Took around Faith Temple. That's where we first got started. Let me tell you, when I drive by these places, when I drive by these places, I don't have to get on another street. Can I get witness? I don't have to get on another street. If I have to go inside, that's all right. Because I'm beyond the pain. I'm beyond the bloody church meeting. I'm beyond the court battles. I'm beyond the lies and the scandalized my name. Because you see, if I wasn't beyond it, I couldn't drive around it. But you see, I don't have to go over here and over them. Why should I be unable to drive to those places when the Lord has blessed me with a brand new church on 3 acres of land, new carpet and new sign and new bathroom and new flooring, and the building is almost paid for? Can I get a witness? New people, new members. Can I get a witness? Some have come and some have gone. Why am I going to worry about those who are gone when God has replaced them and going to replace more? I tell you, I'm just too busy to give God glory, give God praise, not looking backward, but I'm looking forward, because God is getting you ready to do something bigger. Get beyond the pain. You don't have to leave town because your ex is in town. You don't have to go to another city because your ex is in the same city. Matter of fact, if you have to live on the same street, you'll have enough power to live on the same street. Just let your life be better than what it was yesterday. Can I get a witness? Let him see you doing well, not you falling apart like you can't make it. Get beyond the pain. I wish you could have been in Sunday school today. We had a very important Sunday school that taught us that you got to forbear one another. You got to forgive one another. Can I get a witness? Got to learn how to let some things go. You got to learn how to put some things behind you. I have had people to do me wrong. I mean real wrong. And you know, every now and then it crops up. I was going through some of my checks. Can I get a witness? Some of my old council checks. Didn't even know I had them for 15 years. And I going through them. And I came up to one check that I wrote to a brother. Can I get a witness? For $800 that he was supposed to pay me back and never paid me back. And when I look at the check, all bad memories, the all hatreds and the evil stuff start balling up in my vein, and I said some words I shouldn't have said, and I just say, in that voice something else. I ain't gonna tell you some other stuff I said, because some of you won't even think I'm able to preach anymore. But I just ask the Lord to help me, and ask the Lord to forgive me. I thought it was all over. Sometimes you think you've gotten over some stuff, and it pops back up. And let me tell you what I did. When I got the check, I just went to the shredder and shredded so I won't see it anymore, because I want to put it behind me. Can I get a witness? And you got to get beyond the pain. Some things you're going to have to throw out. Can I get a witness? Some things you're going to have to tear up. Can I get a witness? Some things you're going to have to pull off. Can I get a witness? Get whatever you do, get beyond the pain. If you got to stay on your knees and pray, Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me. Sometimes you got to call on Jesus. Sometimes you got to talk to him just like this. Just tell him, I need your help, Lord. I need your mercy. I need your strength. I can't do it by myself. God can do what you can't do. The Bible said, listen to Paul. And what a text. He says, forgetting those things which are behind. Because you see, the devil understands a negative past. He understands bad memories. Sometimes when I'm talking to people and they want to find out what I've been doing, and they want to talk about the church, where we come from. Now, we 20 years old. Can I get a witness? And I've been in town for 23 years. If I ain't talking about it, why are you talking about it? Can I get a witness? Sometimes people won't let you put some things behind, because people major in mess. Can I get a witness? I say people major in mess. People like to have some dirt to talk about. People like to have some stories to talk about. And I come to tell you, you better learn how to live. You better learn how to put your life in a forward march. Can I get a witness? You have to sometime remind people that you don't need to talk about that anymore. You sometime you got to stop people in their tracks. Because you see, if you get caught up in mess, people will get caught up in mess. You got to let people know that you are a new man. You are a new woman. You got to let people know that God is writing another chapter in your life. You see, when you get beyond the pain, you get beyond depression. Can I get a witness? Because if you don't get beyond the pain, you live in depression. And if you don't get beyond the pain, I wish I had a witness in the house of God. If you don't get beyond the pain, you live in doubt. Can I get a witness? You see, sometimes bad experiences will make you doubtful. Can I get a witness? It'll make you lose your self-confidence. Can I get a witness? But I come to tell you today, God can help you. And when you get beyond the pain, you get beyond despair. We don't serve a God that is hopelessness. Can I get a witness? We serve a God that can do anything. Now look here, what's going to happen to you when you get beyond the the pain. Oh, praise God. When you get beyond the pain, listen what Paul says. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. I come to tell you, the devil wants you to live in the past because he know God got something for you in the future. God got greater blessing for you. Is there anyone in the house know that God got something good in store for you? God's gonna do something good in your life. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, and I'm pressing to the mark. But I come to tell somebody, you ought to thank God today for helping you. Is there anybody in the building can say, I got beyond some stuff? Anybody in the building know that when you get beyond some stuff, victory comes, praises come, glory come. He'll lift every burden. He'll lift your hung down head. He'll lift that heavy heart. God wants you to live. God wants you to make it. God wants you to be free. Come on, give God a hand in the place. Getting beyond the pain. You'd be surprised how many people are living in the past. Something happened and changed their lives forever. Some people have had some bad experiences, even in church. They're against every church, every preacher. They don't go to church. They're judging everybody by some bad experience. The devil knows how to make you prejudice, doesn't he? He knows how to make you bitter. But brothers and sisters, you are an overcomer. You got God in your life. That man that mistreats you, he's only one man. He ain't the man that made the world. He ain't the man that put the stars in the socket. Can I get a witness? And when he's dead and gone, there'll be other men around. Can I get a witness? You gonna tell me God can't replace one bad man? One no good man? I said, God is able. I said, God is able. All the earth belongs to him. All the wealth belongs to him. And sometimes God puts things in your life and let you go through some things so you have a testimony. If you've never been through it, you will never know how great God is. You have never known what God can do. So when you begin to talk about God can do anything but fail, you're not just singing that song. You know that song. When you begin to talk about there's nothing too hard for God, you ain't just talking about it. You're talking about something you've been through and something you know about. Can I get a witness? That's what's wrong with some folks. They singing, but they don't know what they're singing about. But let me tell you, it makes a difference when you sing and you know what you're singing about. When you preach and you know what you're preaching about. When you say the Lord will make a way somehow, you're not just singing words. You're talking about a testimony. You're talking about where he brought you from, what he's done for you. He picked you up and turned you around. You're not just somebody like, he picked me up and told me to run. No, when you say he picked me up, you say, yes, he did. He picked me up. Can I get a witness? Come on, give the Lord a praise. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Thank him for helping you. God bless you. You ought to thank him. Because had he not brought you had he not delivered you, you would have had a nervous breakdown. You would have all kinds of psychological problems. You ought to thank him. I said, you ought to thank him. Then you ought to thank him if you can help folks who have hurt you. You can keep your humanity. Can I get a witness? If you see your brother on the Jericho Road and you see him hurt and you see him bleeding and you see him dying, you won't say he deserved that. You'll stop your car and heal his wound and call 911 or take him to the hospital, because God to purge you. Anybody know that God can purge you? Anybody know that God can clean you? David said, create in me, oh God, a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Give God a hand of praise. Get beyond the pain, because we are, as human beings, none of us are perfect. All of us make mistakes. Even the pastor sometimes may say a word when you got to do a lot of talking. You got to do a lot of this and that. Sometimes you may not say a word just the right way. Don't be so ready to jump down somebody's throat. Don't be so ready to damn somebody. Don't be so ready to crucify somebody. Have some love in your heart. Have some godliness in you. Don't be ready to try to show somebody up. That's because that's insecurity in you. Can I get a witness? Because when God get in you, and you get in God, he'll give you a heart of love. He'll give you a caring spirit, a loving spirit, a forgiving spirit, a helpful spirit, a concerned spirit. And never forget this. Never forget this. The meanness you do to others is always the meanness that you're doing to yourself. You're always hurting yourself more than the person that you are targeting. You're destroying your own self. Destroying your own mentality. Your own humanity. We got to get ready to get beyond the pain. And let me say this and I close. There's a need for a lot of healing. I said a lot of healing. Only God can help you to put the past behind you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what it is to deal with some stuff? I say, anybody know what it is to deal with some pain? Some bad experiences? Somebody done you wrong? Somebody done you wrong on the job? Kept you from getting a promotion? Can I get a witness? That's painful. When you see others who are less qualified than you getting the position and getting the pay, that's painful. I said, that's painful. There's some painful experiences. I said, there's some painful experiences. And that's why you got to take the Lord along with you, because you never know what you're going to have to go through. You never know what you're going to have to deal with. So keep your faith in Jesus. The doors of the church are open. And if you're here and the Lord has spoken to you to become a member of New Joy Baptist Church, and you know that's the best way. The best way is to let the Lord lead you and let the Lord guide you. Because one thing I know about God, he leads his people. He has ways of doing. He guides and he directs. And if you're a child of God, God's going to always lead you. Going to always direct you. And it's going to be the right way. because he's a good God. God knows how to put you in good hands, doesn't he? Anybody can tell you, anybody can testify that God knows how to put you in good hands? God knows how to put the right people in your pathway? Huh? Somebody will just thank him right now. Somebody will just thank him right now. Just thank him right now. God bless you. Before we go, let's have a closing prayer. Then you can take your seat. If you feel the need of prayer and just want to ask the Lord for some blessings, for some help, for some healing, for some strength, will you draw nigh? Will you draw nigh? Just draw nigh. We'll pray for Deacon Ted and for others. Pray that God will help somebody to put a bad past behind them. You might have been caught up in drugs, but you don't have to live that way forever. How many of y'all know God is able?
Amen.
You may have had some bad habits, but you don't have to have those habits forever. God can help you. We serve a God that gives us strength to overcome. Great God, we thank you. We praise you. First of all, we want to say thank you for helping us cope with matters that only thou could have done. We thank you, Lord, for sustaining us. We thank you for keeping our head together and our mind together. We thank you for the peace that you give and the joy that you give. Oh God, we pray for healing hearts, that you help somebody, give somebody strength. Somebody need recovering power, but you are able, Lord. Father, you know what each person is dealing with. You know what each person is going through. You know how much we can bear. You know how much we can take. But Father, we ask you for help today, and we ask you for mercy. And Father God, bless the people here today. Stand up in them. Give them faith. Give them courage in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank thee for Brother Ted, and we lift him up. We ask you for healing of his body. And as he coped with the pain of rehab, we ask you, Lord, to give him faith to hang in there and to hold on. We thank you for what you have already done for him. Continue to stand up in him in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. You may be seated. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise even as you go to your seat. God bless you as we prepare ourselves to be dismissed. Let me just say another word for next Sunday, Kids for Jesus Day. Our children choir going to be in full swing. Our praise dancer going to be in full swing. And we just going to just have a wonderful time. And I want all of our children who will to learn the Bible verse. So we're going to take our time with the children so that they can quote a Bible verse. And we got children that learn their Bible verses. Now, parents, please hear me. Parents, please hear me. Now, let your child learn a Bible verse, not read a Bible verse. They can read it at home. Because, you see, let's put the word in them. Amen. They got 7 days to learn the Bible verse. Amen. They can turn the TV off for a while. They can turn the computer off for a while. Can I get a witness? Amen. So you got to be a good parent. You got to monitor them. They got schoolwork, homework. Now, this is their church work. Amen. This is their church work. Just one Bible verse. Even it doesn't have to be a long Bible verse. They don't have to try being impressive. Amen. If it's better to have something to say than nothing. If it's no more than Jesus wept, that's a Bible verse. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We just want the word. Amen. And we don't want to force anybody. We don't want to force a child. If you know your child is not that type of person that like to be before people, let not our church become a nightmare for him or her. Please don't do that. Use wisdom. You know, use wisdom. I never shall forget when I was doing a revival, when I was a young fella, younger than you, minister, trimmer than you, too. Let me tell you, don't you think that you so trim. I never shall forget when I was down in Florida, there was a guy there that really wanted to make sure his children eat everything on their plate. And I knew something just didn't make sense. If the child put something on his plate, the father would make the child eat everything on his plate. Now, that's not good wisdom. If your child is full, he's full. Amen. Even if he put too much on his plate. Amen. But that's not the way to get his story. Amen. You can monitor that. You can just say next time you ain't going to put that much on your plate. Amen. But you're going to just make your child go through physical misery. I'm telling you, some of these old folks got some crazy stuff. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. Y'all, come on, let's have church here. Get right. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church. Just a minute. Just a minute. Y'all don't want to go home. Y'all ain't going home till y'all sing this right. Y'all want to put your hands together and let's have church. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. Evening train may be too late. Oh, evening train. Yeah, I'm going home on the morning train.